News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Plans have been lodged to renovate Phibsborough Shopping Centre, considered one of Dublin's ugliest buildings. Objectively, provably, demonstrably one of Dublin's, if not the planet's ugliest buildings. Roisin Murphy is with us, architect, conservation activist and lecturer in Griffith College, Dublin, to answer the question if our tendency towards design generally is becoming too bland. Because when you look at things like the replacement of the Stephen's Green Shopping Centre and the possible replacement of Phibsborough, it's unlikely we'll get architectural gems.
Oh, it's definitely unlikely, because I don't think they're really driven by the same motivations that kind of pulled out something like Phibsborough Shopping Centre that has created such emotion in you, Anton.
It's awful.
It's not awful.
It's horrendous.
It's not
I'm sure it's brutalist,
no,
or there's some other fancy term for it's awful,
no,
but it's awful.
It's actually kind of iconic.
Because it's horrendous. Unspeakable. It's like the dog in the Deadpool movies. It is so astonishingly ugly, it actually transfixes you when you look at it.
I love it. And I also think it's great to, you see, we're not getting any visceral response to some of the architecture. Some of it just goes up and you don't even notice it.
Which is great, because it's not horrendous like the Phibsborough Shopping Centre.
I like the Phibsborough Shopping Centre. I have to argue that I even tried to do part of the PhysFest. I was trying to do some installation on it this year where we couldn't get permission to do it anywhere. We couldn't get in to do it. But Phibsborough Shopping Centre is distinguished by they're actually keeping it. They're not demolishing it. They're keeping it. They're building around it with architecture that's like this, just like standing completely still, as much to say, don't see us. Because it was such a heartfelt response and love poured out for Phibsborough, especially by the locals. Love went to it. But I'm going to say this, in terms of Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, there is a big issue there.
No, it is nice.
No, Stephen's Green Shopping Centre is beautiful. And I'll tell you why it's beautiful. It's beautiful because it is a corridor of light where teenagers go to, where there is public access and space. It's a huge
big clock in the ceiling.
And you go all the way up to it. You see the big clock. But even if you don't like the style of it, it's functionality. And this is the thing about the proposal. The proposal reduces the public access to the sky, to the covered walkways. You know, that was a place you could go right up through the building and you saw, and there was a big, huge atrium. The atriums
were
reduced.
Yeah, the problem was, Roisin, you didn't. And therefore, as
I
a
did.
Retail
I
space.
Definitely
yeah, but
did.
You're an architect and you lot are different. So as a retail space, it was muck because it lost a huge amount of square footage in the middle because it was a big open space.
No.
And there was no reason to go upstairs, which meant all the people selling, I don't know, bongs and fake pictures that were
crystals
up there.
Crystals.
Nobody bought any of them.
A crystal, a nice rose crystal. No, I actually think that it is still not an argument for taking off the... Like, you don't go up the Eiffel Tower to buy gems. You don't have to. Nobody has to say, oh my God, you can't sell anything up the Eiffel Tower to walk up all these steps. Oh my God, it's such a defacement, such a waste of good potential money-milking retail.
Which ironically is what they said when they originally put up the Eiffel Tower. A lot of people thought it was a monstrosity.
Then they took it down. But the point is, what you are saying is that all retail and all land has to produce money. And the thing about the, and I'm going to say this, that's how late stage capitalism works. I know that's
just what we're in.
No, exactly. We are the card carrying exponents of how it can destroy your city. But the thing is, it has got a thing called liminal space. Now, liminal space, and you see, he did flicker there. He did actually go, I have no idea what she's talking about. Liminal space is in between space. In between space for teenagers. And you were just talking about bullying. I was listening to you. Liminal space is incredibly important in a city, especially with the incredibly terrible weather we
Your
have.
Your argument for architectural design is that we should attract more teenagers.
Yeah, that we don't have enough space for teenagers.
Enough teenagers hanging around.
No, not enough teenagers.
So the Phibsborough Shopping Centre is lovely and we need more teenagers to loiter in buildings.
You absolutely need skateboarders, people in cities, young people attracted to cities. But liminal space is really important because it's not space that is extracting coinage for you all the time. It's democratic space, secular space, accessible space, but also it's daylight. Regardless, we have very few beautifully lit lantern buildings. And Stephen's Green, the proposal, takes all that away. It reduces the atrium down. It reduces public access to the building, which is a big issue. Like, you have to pay to go into architecture all the time.
Can't even skate in the central bank anymore. They wrecked that.
Exactly. Instead, you have a Krispy Kreme donut place at the end of it, which they're trying to get us not to eat at the same time. So it's like we have got to be really careful about the democratic public space and access of people to architecture.
Roisin, thank you very much. Roisin Murphy, architect, conservation activist and lecturer in Griffith College, Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.